Well, you may be asking yourself, why did Ken play that particular piece of music this evening to bring us in? Because it's done nothing but rain for 3 whole days here in Birmingham, where I live. 3 whole days non-stop from 11 o'clock on. When's Thursday?
No, 11 o'clock Wednesday night.
11 o'clock on Wednesday night. Right, I stand corrected. From 11 o'clock on Wednesday night, and it's still raining. Yeah. And you think, all right, now, I think, global warming, climate change, call it what you like, but, it's a bit, yes, it's a bit messed up, isn't it? I was going to use other words there, but it is a bit messed up, don't you think? I don't know. Right. We've got callers still calling in. Queue's building up slowly but surely. So we're going to make a start. I think Richard is here with us now, as far as I can make out. 9-1. Had the show page player playing when we tried to screen them, and we couldn't hear the reply. So if you're out there, line one, you need to be calling back because you've got your show page player on. I think that's line one calling back now. Right, please do not try to listen to yourself while you are on air, yeah, because the show page player will give nothing but feedback. Yeah, the show page player is there to be listened to after the show, not during the show. Yeah, you are in the call queue, meaning you are in the show. Yeah, if you need to listen to yourself that badly, yeah, get a tape recorder. Okay. Right then, let's say hello to Richard.
How you doing?
I'm good, thanks. Okay. Right.
Good. I hear it's a sunny day in England.
Oh God, Richard, it's done nothing but rain now for the past 3 days, non-stop.
Wow.
Yeah, it's getting crazy, getting crazy now. It's, really miserable stuff, It's the main, with the COVID thing going on as well, it means that you feel even more depressed,
Oh, definitely. It's the same here in Canada. Pretty soon we're going to have nothing but snow.
Oh, gosh, yeah. I can believe it, yeah. We've had mild winters here now for the past 2 to 3 years. So we've had very little snow at all. Expecting it this year. It started to get very, very cold already. So, it's definitely coming. Okay, we're going to make a start then. I think all the ones are back with us now. And if I'm not mistaken, this is Deep. Might not be. Hello. 9-1.
Oh, I don't hear anybody.
No, I don't hear nothing. Well, that's a dog there. Somebody's dog. Hello? Nobody answering me. Okay. Right, we'll come back to that one then. We did screen that one and nobody answered when I screened them. Okay, Wendy's on line two.
Hi, Richard. How are you? This is Wendy from Sacramento, California.
Hey, Wendy from Sacramento, California. How you doing?
Well, I'm just touching base with you. I know you speak to a lot of people, but do you remember I'm the lady that has been sick since January and my employer is releasing me soon?
Yeah, I remember that vaguely. I mean, it's all a blur. I have so many conversations, but it does ring
sure.
a bell.
Yeah, well, I've been on a medical leave since mid-January of this year, and my employer is getting tired of waiting for me to rehabilitate. So they've let me know that their intention is to administratively separate themselves from me due to medical reasons. And you expressed some concern about can they really do this. And you asked if I had contacted an attorney. The attorney that I had talked to, I hadn't talked to for a while, but out of the blue, I got a call on Friday from a man that I had talked to who had originally referred me to Mr. Lee. And he was very cordial and he wanted an update. And I said, well, I've not been released yet. And essentially, he referred me to a totally different place near to where I live. And the name of the company starts with AEG. And I spoke to a lady by the name of Evelyn. And I sent over documentation, et cetera. And then hopefully they'll get back to me this coming week as to whether or not they may consider accepting my case on contingency. So do you think that they will accept my case?
I don't get a bad feeling about it personally. I think that there's for some reason I feel that there's a very, very good chance. And, you know, it'll definitely be a boost to your progress. So, yeah, my answer would have to be yes.
Okay. And will the ultimate result be that I will get some financial justification from this lawsuit?
I believe so, yes.
Would it be enough to change my life at all, or just a few thousand, or more like 50, or do you have an idea?
No, I'm getting a really good feeling about it, that it's going to be six digits.
Wow.
And
okay.
Like at least, you know, and I think I remember telling you something similar last time. So,
yeah.
You know, that part hasn't changed.
Oh, good. Yeah, last time we spoke, it was up in the air regarding the current attorney that I had been assigned to by Cyrus.
Right.
And then Cyrus called me back, which really surprised me.
Right.
And he gave me some instructions basically to touch base with the lady to letting her know that I was not resigning. And then she responded and she reiterated their intentions again. And so he needed to see that in black and white and see the HR lady. I do like her, but what I've noticed, quite frankly, is that we have telephonic conversations periodically and then she'll send me an email summary. And I've put her on notice. I've emailed her back and I've said, I do not agree to your wording, your email summaries regarding our conversations
right.
on the phone, because she twists things around in the company's favor, which is it's incorrect.
Okay.
So I think this what day do you think I might hear back from this company that the name starts with AEG?
AEG. You know, I really don't feel anything blocking your progress with them. There might be one or two hurdles, but it's nothing that's insurmountable, you know? Like, you know, very, very, very few things, you know, along that lines come without some complications. But, like, I really see a clear path in front of you.
Oh, good.
Okay. So every year and then there might be a little bit.
Yeah, it's just going to take time, and it's not going to come without, you know, the occasional little hassle, you know, but what in life doesn't, you know? So
yeah.
I really feel that you're gonna come out on top of this.
Okay. And when do you think you might see, will they settle out of court? Will it take years? Will it be just a few months? What do you think?
You know, I honestly feel it's going to be about a year or two, but I don't think it's going to be a long time. It's not going to be 10 years, you know, or anything like that.
Yeah.
So, you know, the best thing you can do right now is just, you know, be resourceful and push forward, right?
Right. Right.
I think you're going to make out okay.
Well, that's good. And also, as I mentioned, I helped a friend recently who had a terrible fall in a very well-known pharmacy. A woman ahead of her dropped milk, and then my friend fell very hard on the floor and had a shattered wrist, and she's now advised that she may never be the same, which you had actually said. And so therefore, it's likely she will not be able to return to her occupation. Will she be victorious? She does have an attorney that I found for her, and his first name starts with an E, his last name starts with a C, and will he get a large settlement for her?
I believe that he will, yes.
Good. Okay. All right.
But, I mean, really, her wrist never will be the same, you know, so... It's probably well deserved because it'll be a necessity.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, the proof is in the imaging and the doctor notations and everything. It's not contrived. It's based upon honesty and fact. So as well as my illness is based upon CT scans, MRIs, diagnosis codes, and clinical notes. So. Everything is honest, and I have overwhelming supportive documentation. So, and I just figured out something today that
3 minutes.
Maybe my sister and I can move to a new place in August. Or at the end or July, do you see that happening instead of later in the year?
I could definitely see it happening, yeah. I don't know if that's when you're moving or if that's when you're looking for a place, like making plans to move. That's hard to tell the difference, but I do feel that around that time it's happening for you.
Okay.
So,
I hope it's something.
Like, go ahead.
Will I be excited about it? Will it be like better living conditions and happier about it?
I definitely feel it will be better. I'm thinking...
2 minutes.
I'm thinking it's only good, like it's somewhere that's going to springboard you into somewhere else.
Oh, kind of like a segue to another location?
Yeah. But I do believe that it's going to happen for you.
Okay. Well, that's wonderful, Richard. Thank you so much. I always appreciate you. And I also appreciate Ken. So thank you both, and God bless.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a super awesome day, and I appreciate you too, you know?
Oh, that's nice to hear. Thank you. I wish, that's okay. We can have another conversation sometime, hopefully. But thank you both very much.
Sounds
and have
good.
A lovely day.
Yep, for
thank
sure.
Thank you, Linda.
1 minute.
1 minute. Okay. That will stop in a minute. That will stop now. You won't hear that again. Okay. Right then. We're going back to line one because they seem to be here now. Okay. Dee.
Thank you, Ken. Sorry, I don't know what happened earlier. I couldn't, you couldn't hear me. Hi, Richard. Good evening.
Hey, good evening. So what can I do for you? What's your question?
If you have any messages from Spirit for me, please.
From Spirit? You know...
Or if you want... Go on.
It feels like this last year or two has been a little more of a struggle for you. Now, I mean, the last year has been for everybody because of COVID, but I'm thinking like the last year or two, you know? And I'm getting a bit of a lost feeling in general, like you're, like there's a lot of indecision. You're really searching for direction. I'm thinking... I don't know. I'm getting the feeling that you should focus on business this year, you know? It's really a year to review finances and what you're doing and what you could be doing. And, you know, that's different from what you've done. Because I still feel like you feel like the hamster that's on that wheel, you know? So you're running fast, but you're not getting anywhere.
Yeah.
I think that if you use this time for reflection and to just kind of recap everything and, you know, because you're going to feel a lot more confident when you're confident about where your money's at, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that that's when relationship and everything is going to fall into place too. So that's the main message from Spirit is it's time to focus on you now. And, you know, like you've put everybody else first for too long, right?
That's right, yes. So work-wise, I had lost my job. I got a job back again with the same company with a lesser salary, but that's okay. I'm happy with it for now. Relationship-wise, like you said, I'm not worried about it as of now. But I'm more concerned about the situation with my son. His emotional health deteriorated with the lockdown, and his relationship with his mother is toxic and violent. So that's a major concern of my. That's a major reason behind my current worry, and it's causing me a lot of stress and anxiety.
Yeah. Is there a bit of an issue going on with your parents, too? Does that make any sense, or is that her parents?
It is mine. It's just they have not been able to be up and about because of the COVID situation. They are stuck since more than 6 months at home.
Okay.
So that's probably what you are picking up.
Yeah. So you've got that to sort through. And... like I really see your son learning from home. You know, somehow you guys are figuring out that whole thing, and I mean, you know, I'm not sure where you're calling from, Canada or the U.S. or England or you know, but the you know, the laws are different in every country.
From
but
England.
I know, I'm sorry.
From England, South England.
Okay, so yeah, so the laws there may be different. I don't know here. Registering somebody for homeschooling is as simple as a phone call, you know? And the kids turn out smarter and they don't learn bad habits and you can socialize them a gazillion of other ways, you know, once COVID lifts. But I really see your son learning from home.
Right, but I'm struggling with him actually. I would rather he goes to school and I support him along with his mom. Equally, do you not see that being an option?
I do see it being an option, but maybe like after Christmas. For some reason, I'm not getting a concrete feeling about it right now. So that's why I say home, right?
Right.
But,
he is going to school, but could it be because of the lockdown that he'll stop going to school?
Oh, that could very well be. I think that's going to happen all over the place. So it'll probably be after Christmas that they go back, maybe March or something, you know. But you're only about 6 months away from everything being said and done. So everything being said and done, like, you know, your parents being back, you know, your son being where he's supposed to be education-wise, you know, career falling into place. That's why it's a reflective time now. And, you know, I think even relationship-wise, things are going to have improved a little bit.
Yeah, and do you see his emotional health improving because he has anger issues and insecurity and a lot of other issues, trust issues
right.
too. Which I'm working on, but I don't see improvements. I just see it getting worse or staying the same.
Well, the anger issues he'll have to work through as he gets older, you know? I mean, we are who we are at the core, and, you know, there's counselors that can help him with that, you know, et cetera. Yeah, if he doesn't work on them, good luck with things like marriage, you know, and stuff like that. But I really don't – how old is he right now, do you mind me asking?
He'll be 11 next month – or this month.
11. So I'm looking more down the road like 19, 20, you know? Maybe 19, maybe 20, something like that. But I do feel that at some point he's going to work through, though. He's just going to, you know, have to, you know, have understanding partners and stuff until he gets there, you know?
Yeah.
For some reason, I think it's something he's carried through from past life. Like, this is a very karmic lifetime for him as far as past life karma and things like that. It may be something as simple as an untimely death, you know, that he wasn't happy
3 minutes.
It might be something about your relationship from a past life. Like, I really, it's hard for me to put my finger on the exact story, but I know it's from past life. And, but it is reprogrammable, so... in the end, he will be okay.
Right.
And, you know, I hope that that helps. That's probably the best I can tell you. Now, we've only got about a minute or two left. Is there anything else you'd like to know?
No, that will be it. Thank you.
Don't give up on him. He's a good kid with a good heart. He's just, I don't think he understands what he's going through as far as the karma that he came into this life with. And, you know, my suggestion would be to see if you can open him up to a more spiritual perspective. Because, you know, if he can get himself in tune with that as he grows older, it's going to help him in, you know, immensely in many ways.
Does he have any mental health issues, you think? Or anything like autism or any special needs? Or is it just the environmental effects of what has happened is causing his behavior?
I'm not sure if there's such a thing as a well-adjusted person anywhere these days. So it wouldn't surprise me if he does have a little bit of issues that way. But I don't think it's anything, you know, that he needs medication for yet, or you just want to watch that he doesn't grow into something like, you know, like maybe if he ends up being a bit bipolar or something like that, then he'll need medication. But I don't know if it's anything diagnosable now, you know?
Yeah.
So let's tackle that one down the road.
Yeah. Thank you, Richard.
Oh, you're welcome. Have an absolutely amazing day.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you, and you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Ken.
Thanks, Steve. Steve's been one of our paid subscribers there. If you wish to do that, then you are saving yourself over the course of a year. We've rounded it off to $50 for a whole year. That's like if you were to pay $3.50 for a full 12 months every show, you would soon realize that you've paid a whole lot more than $50. Yeah? So we've rounded it off, to be fair to everybody, and that's well worth doing. Now, when I say that, can't guarantee being here after December, and we're hoping and praying, of course, that that will happen, but they had issues between the bank that they deal with and my debit card from England, because obviously Blog Talk Radio is in the States, I'm here in England. So, you know, whether they'll accept the new card after December, we don't know. But at the moment, they're doing it a different way until they can get back in touch with the bank to sort it out. And it's the bank their end, not the bank my end, where the problem is. Okay. So the bank my end releases the money to them, but it was refused at their end. Isn't that strange? Okay, never mind. It's the first time that it's ever happened since we've been with them, and we've been with them for over 10 years now. So kind of strange, that one. But there you go. Okay, right. That being said, could we see people also making donations to the show? Because it does help to pay and support us, yeah? Shows have to be met each and every month. Okay. Right then, let's see where we are. We should be with line 3 now. Anna?
Hi, Kim. Thank you for taking my call.
It's Richard, Anna. How you doing?
Oh, hi, Richard. Yeah, hi. This is the first time I think we're talking. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm in a medically challenged situation where I had fallen several times from sleepwalking from medication, and now I've lost the ability to stand and walk, and I'm like laying on a couch all day and have to be helped up just to use a porta potty next to me or to do anything. I have some medical assistance through Medicare where a nurse comes, and I have a physical therapist, and I also have leg wounds from lymphedema and cellulitis, and it turned into MRSA, and I was in the hospital twice getting antibiotics, and it seems like the wrappings, the wounds are getting better, but I'm still not able to walk, and a friend of mine has been helping me, he's been caretaking me, and he's getting very burnt out. And he's a big Hawaiian guy who can lift me, and we're trying to find some other people to help. And I have no income, and it's very challenging. And he's posted online, and we've been interviewing a few people to live in the house in exchange for helping me, but we haven't found anybody yet. And Josh gets burnt out, and it's a difficult situation, and I'm just wondering what you see, if we're going to get through this, am I going to be able to walk again, what you see coming up here.
Right.
It needs to shift.
Well, you know, I'm kind of caught up on what I should say about the walking again part. You know, they say never, because the minute you say never, you curse yourself. So maybe
yeah.
if I said you'll never walk again, that means that you'll walk again, because I just cursed it, you know. Or I don't know if I should say I do see progress, you know, and then, so either way, maybe it's win-win in this particular case. I don't know. I do believe that it's going to be an ongoing challenge from you. Like, and, you know, like I do see you regaining some movement, but that, you know, you're never going to be a marathon runner. You've got to accept that, you know?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But I mean, you're determined. Like you're probably one of the most stubborn people that I've ever read for. You know, and if anybody's got the seriously, I think if you were a horse and I led you to water, I think that you would make me drink, right? So if anybody's got the determination to do it, it would be you. Right?
Yeah.
You've got the willpower, you've got the spirit. Yeah, and that's something that can only be done through sheer determination and spirit, you know? So you're on fire, girl, you know? It's great.
Mm-hmm.
I see more problems with, like, depression and keeping your spirits up and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Because that's going to be
yeah.
key, you know? So I would be focusing, we know what the physical health issues are. And, you know, but the emotional, the mental, the spiritual, I really feel is what you need to work on to make a difference, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot. I'm going through a lot of pain constantly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I can imagine. And that can bring somebody down. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm sorry, say it again.
I said I feel like next year is going to be a very significant year for you, because it feels like you're hitting a couple milestones. Now, I don't know that your Hawaiian friend's going to be there forever.
Yeah.
You know, but it's good that you've got him there now.
Yeah, we're looking for help as someone to fill in, because he's burning out, you know, and then he can be angry and emotionally abusive, and I'm like a victim laying here, whatever he wants to do. You know, he yells and he's loud, and it's frustrating. He needs time out. He needs his life, you know.
And yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking that he's probably with you for about another year anyway, or better
really
part
that
of
long
year.
Wow.
Better part of a year, like, it, you know, so like he's there until spring at least, you know, maybe summer, and
wow.
But then I see him getting ready to move on. But
I didn't expect
somebody
to
else.
Hear them. Mm-hmm.
No, he will be.
Wow.
But I think there's somebody else coming along after that, and but you've made a lot more progress by then too.
Yeah, because, you know, I mean, we're seriously looking for somebody to live in the room that he's in right now, and then he can still stay here to fill in, but he's not getting paid, you know, and I mean, it is room and board. He is getting that, but he doesn't consider that, you know, he's not earning any money, and so he needs to earn some money, you know, and
right,
I don't
right.
have adequate insurance to have Medicare pay for everything I need, you know, so it's a little
yeah,
scary.
Hmm.
Will we find a part-time person to?
Three minutes.
I do believe that you will, yes. I believe the next one will be a female, though, and I don't know why.
Well, we have somebody that he was talking to that she wanted. We wanted her to come and interview, and she's, I think, changed her timing several times, so I don't know if she's the one or not. And there was somebody who came by yesterday, but she's looking part-time elsewhere also. So it's kind of, they couldn't both live in the same room.
Yeah, no, I don't know if it's anybody current, eh?
Okay.
Now,
Two minutes.
That's probably the best I can tell you with it, you know? But again, this year, like, is all about stress anxiety management for you, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, somehow you're figuring out your own personal formula. And I think that that's going to make a world of difference, eh?
Yeah, I know. I kept hitting bottoms, and then I say, don't give up. You know, I have a spiritual teacher who said to me a long time ago, never give up. You know, so I'll use that to push forward, because if I give up, it's all over. I can't. You know, there's no choice.
Yeah.
You know, but
yeah,
it's hard.
Absolutely.
You know, the feeling of giving up is there. You know.
One
and I just,
minute.
Okay.
Oh, definitely. Like I say, if anybody's determined enough to push it through, it's you. So we've got less than a minute left, so we should close it off. Is there anything else you'd like to know, like really quick?
I have an 18-year-old cat who recently, I think, had a stroke, and she's got a bloodshot eye, and she's ill. And I'm just wondering if you see her getting better. We're just continuing to have problems.
I do. I mean, you know, she's 18. I see her here at 20, but, you know, chances are she may not be here at 25, right? So, you know, it's just something. You've always got to be good to your pets, you know, because they're only a few years of our life, but we're all of theirs, you know? And I think that she appreciates you more than you know.
Yeah, we've been 14 years together, and I see her in her 20s also, but, you know, watching her have a stroke and not being able to reach out and touch her, you know, to help her. And I've had to have people take me to bed a lot.
Yeah.
You know, so.
No, she will get better. So, yeah, she will get better. So we have to end it off, but thank you very much for calling.
Okay. Thank you so very much.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bye.
Thank you. Bless you.
Okay. I'm just going to, I'm just going to have another little, rant on my soapbox, because we've got just one caller left in the call queue at the moment, and okay, we've just been joined by another person there on line 6. Line 5 has temporarily moved somewhere. I don't know where they've gone. That's Holly on line 5. Should be back shortly. But can I say, this is difficult because we go over and over this ground too many times, and we shouldn't have to. Do you know, if you were calling into a psychic line, and they have psychic lines, they're all over the world, you would be paying in the region of $3.50 per minute. For every minute that you're online, you may even pay a connection charge on top of that to connect you in the first place. Yeah? So $3.50 a minute. That's $35 for 10 minutes. We're giving you 10 minutes for just $3.50, and it's still too much. Can we ask for your kind support and donations, please, in order to support oncoming shows? It's all we ask, $3.50, and it is for the entire show. You can stay in the courtyard for the whole 2 hours as part of the show. And you don't forget, you are in that show. Yeah? You are representing that show. You are in that show because your reading belongs to that show. Yeah? And it's not just a one-night thing. You call in to a psychic phone line. You call in on a Monday. You pay again on a Tuesday. You call on a Tuesday. Pay again on a Wednesday. That's 3 days that you've been calling. How much does it cost you compared to how much it costs here? Yeah? You've paid almost $100 over a week to call into a psychic phone line. And that is like, I mean, it doesn't even scratch. If you were to open the zipper on your purse, it would fall out in change. Yeah? That's how much we're asking. Okay. Never mind. Okay. Let's see where we're going. Tanika.
Hello. Hi.
Oh, how you doing?
Good. I have a question about, wanted to know if you see me getting moved to a different department or me finding another job or any changes at all with my current job, any at all, because I've been asking to be put in another department for a while, and it's because the department I work in, I'm not that comfortable in, and I was right about it because this week one of the women that worked there, her and I had like a blowout on Thursday because just the women there are just very like angry. So I just want to see if anything is going to change. Like, am I going to like lose my job? Is she going to lose her job? Am I going to finally get moved? Am I going to get another job? Or you know, like overall, what do you
think? Right, right. Yeah, it's really, really bad politics. I almost get a bit of a bully kind of vibe around her. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah, yeah. Believe it or not, statistically, it's quite high. I think it's like 70 or 80% of all bullies in the workplace are female. It's just a statistic here in Canada. So I don't know about where you're calling from, but it's definitely the kind of vibe that I get about her, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Let me see. The problem is she feels like she's got her foot very solidly planted in the door, you know? I'm not sure who it is that she's sucking up to, but it's kind of, it's solidified her position in the company, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So this is a woman who knows how to play people. And the people that can't benefit her are the ones that get picked on, and the ones that can are the ones that get, special treatment, right?
Mm-hmm.
Does she seem particularly close to one of her, I don't know if it's a superior or somebody around her that way, something like that?
Yes, she kisses up to my manager, and she's also close with Ali, another person who oversees me because I'm a receptionist. And the reason that she's close to them is because they all have been working there for 20-something years, and they have never moved on with their lives. So that's fine. They can have the job. I just don't want to be there in their department with them. So, yes,
yeah,
she knows
I really
been there for years.
Yeah, yeah, I really feel that you're going to have to leave this place because she's just, she's like a stage 4 cancer. There's no cure for her, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Bless her heart, I'm sure that she's got good qualities too. She's just not showing them to you, you know? So, mm-hmm. Now, the question is really, when and where are you going to go? Because mm-hmm. we know what the situation is there. And what I'm thinking is... let me see. I think you're going to have opportunity to change careers around January or February. So that's only about 2 or 3 months away. And I feel that it's definitely something that you're going to look for. It's nothing that's being presented to you. But I do think that you're going to find somewhere and you're going to be very, very happy with it. So, I feel it's something keeps screaming at me January. I think it's around the second week in January, but I'm not quite sure what it is yet, probably because it's not on your map. But it will make sense for you at the time. And after that, you're not going to have to have anything to do with her. Let her pick on someone else. I honestly feel it's because you're very good at what you do, and I feel like she feels threatened by you.
And I don't even work on... I'm a receptionist in a medical department. She is an overseer of nurses and the medical tech. I don't even work directly. You know what I'm, my manager...
I don't know that she feels threatened career-wise. For some reason, she feels threatened as a person, and I don't know why.
Okay. I believe that because she watches people a lot and she's nosy. She gets involved in a lot of jobs. Don't know. She wants to socialize, right? She wants to socialize. I don't want to socialize like that with her. I'm just trying to just be there, be happy, do my thing. She wants to socialize real bad. You know, that's what she's used to. I don't understand. She's trying to like bark up my tree, get attention, get acknowledgement. I don't know what. I just don't want to be there. And so you're saying that they're going to leave me there, even though I've told them many times I'm uncomfortable. This so she, you know, attacked me basically or harassed me to the point of I had to react. I've been telling human resources for the longest that I want to move to another department. And so you're saying that nothing's going to change? She's not going to get in trouble? I'm going to stay there? Like, you don't see any change?
Yeah. Unfortunately, I don't see you being able to prosecute her, and I don't know why.
But I really
don't feel that she's going anywhere, you know? And, I mean, it's grossly unfair, but, you know, not everything in life is fair. You know what I mean? I don't like taxes either, but I've got to deal with them. But it's going to have to be you that makes the move, and she's just one of those sucky kind of people that finds her way, you know, wedges her way into somewhere that she wants to be, and, you know, ends up making everybody else's life miserable. And there's one in every crowd, and probably every single listener that we have right now has known somebody like that, or, you know, I know that I have, you know, so there's just, you know, they say that they say be the best that you can be. I guess that obviously includes being a jerk, you know, so that's all that I can say about her.
And I understand that she's not going anywhere because she's been there forever. But you need to tell me they're not going to move me.
No, I don't see them. Well, I don't see them being able to move you right now. That's what the problem is. It's not that they don't want to. I just don't. If they move you, I really don't see it being until closer to next summer. But what I'm saying is another opportunity is going to come your way before then. And if you take it, you'll be happier, right?
In the same company or a different company?
I think it's going to be a different company.
Are she and I going to have a problem again?
I believe that there will always be an underlying problem under the surface, you know, whether or not it materializes from time to time, maybe a different story. But for some reason, she just doesn't like you. What do they say? Chemistry, you know?
She's jealous.
Sometimes that way. Yeah. So, and, you know, not everybody's going to like you. Fine, that's a fact of life. You're not going to like everybody, but, you know, that's something that's never going to go away.
So she's going to start drama with me again? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. So best thing you can do is just start looking. We've got less than a minute left, so I should end it off, right? But, you know, I really hope that that helps.
I guess so. I guess I got fights with her to look forward to, which I don't want to go to work and have to do.
Yeah. Look for change around January and start putting out your feelers now. And have an absolutely awesome day. Okay, bye.
Thanks, Danica. Okay. Nervy. We lost line 3 earlier on for some reason, but we're back now. Hello. Hello?
Oh, is there somebody there? I don't hear anybody.
No, I don't. Holly, are you with us?
Yeah, no, I think we might have lost them.
Could be that maybe she may not be able to talk there at the minute. So yes, I'm just out of phone reach at the moment. So, okay, we'll try that one again later. Okay. Right, let's see where we are. Laura.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How about yourself?
I am a bright and effervescent ray of Saturday afternoon sunshine. I'm doing wonderful.
any messages that you're picking up for me that you need to tell me, or do you want a specific question?
A specific question is better because there's less blank airspace, you know?
Okay. So I would like to know what you see for me around a job, or even making a move.
A job or making a move. A job or a move. I think that the job change is going to come first and then the move. Definitely you're in transition right now career-wise. I feel like you're coming out of something. You should be changing within the next two to three months.
Well,
now,
I've been
you know,
on March.
Okay, yeah. Like I say, you're currently in transition. So So you're looking to make a change. And I'm thinking by Christmas, there's something definitely there for you. But I feel like it's a complete change. It's like doctor to plumber, you know?
Okay. What kind of work or job are you talking about?
I'm seeing a bit of an office environment around you now. Is that what you came out of?
Yes.
So you were in more of an office environment, and it feels like you're going back into something similar, but it's something different, you know? Like, for example, before, if you were in administration, this time it's going to be more human resources or vice versa, you know, or something like that. Or maybe some type of smaller office management, et cetera. But it's definitely, it should be coming within the next 10 to 12 weeks. And it will be a good change for you. And
is it out of state, or is it something I can, is it local? Can I drive to it, or do I have to move?
I feel like I do feel like it's local, definitely. But I don't feel it's close at the same time. So, like, for example, it might be on the other side of town, or it might be in like a smaller town that's, you know, within, you know, 10 or 20 minutes or something like that. So it's local, but it's not local, you know? Like local, but not close, I guess is what I'm saying. It's not going to be walking distance. And I believe that I feel like it's something that you're going to be with for a long time. It's going to be about 2 to 3 years, and then I see opportunity for you to grow again. So it's going to bridge the gap, you know, between where you were and where you're supposed to be. It's going to be permanent but temporary, if that makes any sense.
Okay. Am I going to be going on to another company after that job?
Yes, I do believe.
Okay. Do you see any money coming my way outside of the job?
Anybody money coming your way through outside the job? I feel something for you in November. I'm not sure if it's somebody from the past that owes you money, or maybe it's like it could be winnings or opportunity for some type of income from home as well or something. But I do feel that I do feel that it's going to help boost your spirits a little bit.
When do you think I'm going to be able to purchase my home?
I feel like that's still a year or two away. Something keeps telling me 2023. You're either going to love me or you're going to hate me for that. But I can't help what I see. So if I see it, I have to say it. But, you know, in relation to the big picture, that's only about two or three more summers. So, and, you know, it's all going to start with whatever opportunity this is that's coming up for you by Christmas.
Okay. Do you know what kind of industry it is, at least? Can you tell me what kind of industry? What kind of industry would it be? Is it pharmaceutical, hospital, legal, government?
I see a picture of a flag, and to me that usually means government work. You know, probably municipal, but, you know, if it's a step up, even better, you know. But I believe it's going to be some type of government or government-related work.
Okay. All right. Well.
So that's the area to be looking right now, and put out your feelers. And I do believe that you'll find something.
All
and,
right. Do you see a romance? What about romance? Anything there?
Romance.
2 minutes.
I feel that probably April or May is going to be your time for romance. Right now over the winter, you're kind of focusing on you and getting all this other stuff straight, and you're rebuilding your foundation, you're reinventing, you're redesigning.
Okay.
But I do feel that April or May, and I think it's something that's going to start off pretty hot and heavy, so way to go. And, you know, like, I'm sure that we'll be in touch then somehow, and I can tell you more about him once he comes into your life. I know he's been married before, and there's a couple kids there, and I think I see the initial kid.
1 minute.
So it might be a Kyle or a Kevin or a Christopher with a K or something like that. Just something to watch out for. And,
okay.
Yeah. And we've got less than a minute left, so I guess we should work on winding it up. Is there anything else really quick?
No, I'm just worried about getting a job. That's my main concern right now, really.
Till Christmas. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate the reading.
Oh, you're welcome. Have an awesome night.
Thank you, too. Bye.
Thank you, Liz.
Bye, Ken.
Bye now. Okay. Well, we hope the weather's better there in the U.S. and in Canada, of course, than it is here, because it's still raining. And really miserable weather we're having. Okay. Now then, we've tried Holly's line two or three times now, and I know we've lost the line more than once. But I'm going to try just one more time, because I know they're there, but we can't get nothing. Okay. Holly, are you there now?
Yeah, sorry about that. I couldn't talk.
Oh, that's fine.
So happy that we helped you find your voice. How you doing?
I'm good, I guess. You know, here in the States, we get an email telling us what mail will be delivered that day. So I saw this morning that I'm getting some mail with just $40 in it. You know, not a lot of money, but still money. And
right.
Then it wasn't in the mail when it got here. So... There's four people in the house. Did somebody take it, or did it not make the mail, or?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that somebody's taken it, because I don't feel it around you, which is really sad, because you like to feel like you can trust the people that you live with.
Yeah.
And I mean, $40 is really kind of trivial, you know.
Is it male or female?
I believe that it's male. Unless it's a female with a really strong male energy, but I really feel like it might be a male.
But how do you know there's even money in there? You know what I mean? I don't get it.
Yeah, I you've lost me on that one. I really have no idea, but I feel like somebody's taken the letter.
That's so messed up, and that's the polite way I can say that.
Yeah, yeah, messed is a better word to use on the radio, so.
I'm disgusted. Like, I want to leave now, you know, and I just, I can't leave yet till I find a job.
Well, yeah, and it's definitely time to start planning your fire escape route, because if all it takes for you to want to leave that badly is $40, then you know there's probably not much left there anyway, you know?
Yeah, it's not the $40,
you know,
it's the principle.
Relationship or whatever. Yeah, yeah. So,
is it the same person that stole my wallet?
I believe so, yes. I get a very, very similar feeling about that. But there's not many George Washingtons left in the world, and nobody's going to admit to it, you know? And the best thing can do... You know, I've seen people deny things to the point of tears and anger and everything else. And meanwhile,
I know. There's some pretty messed up people in the world.
Security camera, you know? Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, I went through an experience like that one time with myself. You know, they were on the floor crying. You know, how dare you accuse me? And meanwhile, I had everything right on security camera. You know, so like I say, there's no George Washington's left. But
usually drug people do that.
Yeah, 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 yeah. But I mean, you know, there are other people too. So the best thing you can do is make your plans to get out of there, because, you know, even $20 and $40 and stuff like that at a time, it adds up.
Yeah. How can I get out of here sooner? Because I apply for jobs every single day.
I feel like you're about 6 weeks away from a job. I mean, whatever job you get, it's not going to be forever anyway. Like, it's just, you know, something to pass the time until you find what you want. So, you know, it's time to think outside the box and broaden your horizons, right?
Well,
you're not
going to
be doing
forever.
It forever. Yeah, yeah. But,
yeah.
I mean, if you're not going to be doing it forever anyway because it's not your passion, who cares, right? It's only going to be something temporary. So, you know, just like you will find something, you know. It might not be ideally what you were looking for, but, you know, the concept is making money at this point, right? And it'll allow you to save a little bit. And, you know, I think you're about maybe 6 to 8 months away from being able to get out of there completely. Away from...
Oh, no, no, no. I will be out sooner than that. I'm not accepting that.
I'm not seeing you settled into somewhere new until about 6 months.
Yeah,
so,
okay. I could change my reading.
And, you know, please, I can be wrong. Only God is 100%. I just can't help what I see, so if I see it, I have to say it, you know?
Yeah.
And maybe you will change it. Maybe now that I've said that, you're going to work even harder, and that's what will change it. That's why the purpose of knowing is so that you can change, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So forewarned is forearmed. But worst-case scenario, I'm right, and it'll be 6 months.
Yeah, is this person going to steal from me again? Like, what the hell can I do to stop this?
Oh. It doesn't involve a pickaxe and a shovel? I'm not sure. let me see.
Yeah.
I really don't feel that there's a lot that you can do to stop it, because they're very, very good at what they do. And, you know, it's just their nature. And you've just got to be very, very secretive about your finances and don't say a word about anything to anyone.
Yeah, because I said something to the female this morning. Oh, good, that's coming. I've been waiting for that. And I'm wondering if she told the male and the male grabbed it.
That's what I'm thinking, right? And you've got to, you've got to keep anything like that to yourself completely, right?
Yeah.
So
I just thought,
you know,
I could trust her. Apparently not.
Well, the thing is, she may not have deliberately let it slip. It could have just come out in conversation. You know, just because she let it slip doesn't mean it was intentional or malicious or, you know.
Yeah.
People talk. And, you know, we know that.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, now that that's happened, you've just got to, you know, for lack of a better way of putting it, zip it, you know. Just keep it quiet, keep it to yourself, and save.
3 minutes.
If anybody asks you, you don't have anything, you know, and
mm-hmm.
quietly build up your nest egg so that you can get out of there sooner than later.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay, yeah. Is it, we're done, right? Is it over? If I heard something.
Oh, we've still got a couple of minutes left, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the best thing that I can tell you, you know?
Yeah, and what about a new man so they can kick these people's ass? No, I'm just kidding.
Mr. T, you're gonna go out with Mr. T. I pity
that's
the
cool.
poor fools. let me see. Well...
2 minutes.
I don't see a man coming your way for probably about another year, but it's because you're focused
mm-hmm.
on other things. So it's going to be, you know, A, very hard for you to recognize opportunity, and B, you know, have the time and energy to put into something when, you know, you're trying to rebuild your foundation, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
and you get an initial like you got for the other girl?
I'm just focusing in on that. I think it'll be an A, like maybe an Andrew or an Alex or an Adrian or
one
maybe
minute.
One of those you know, maybe one of those names that you can use for a guy or a girl, you know, like Aaron or something like that, right? But
no, I've heard from another psychic for Andrew.
Okay, and I'm telling you A as well. So, you know, there's got to be something to that A. It's not like I paid $10 for the script before you called, you know? So watch
mm-hmm.
for the initial A, right?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Okay.
And, so, yeah, I guess we should work on ending it off. I hope that that helps.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks. Okay. Oh, so we got to Holly eventually. And we I don't know why, but we lost the call there about 3 times at the start of the show, and then we couldn't actually hear anything. But so we got there in the end. Okay. Let me see. Where are we going? Oh dear. There's only one left. Okay. Carolyn.
Hey.
How you doing?
You have such a funny wit. I swear to God. I'm here giggling away. Not over people's misfortunes. I mean, I can step up there with the best of them on that. But
oh yes. No, I have a very unique way of looking at the world. So.
I mean, I'm not laughing at anyone's misfortunes. Like I said, I can. I'm definitely. I mean, why would I be calling?
Well, you know what my take on life is we've got either 2 choices. We can cry or we can laugh. And, you know, things are going to happen the way they're going to happen anyway. And I can tell you the way I see things happening, but Either way,
oh, yeah,
you've got two choices.
Sure.
You can cry or you can laugh. And I choose to laugh, you know, because laughter is the best medicine. And, you know, but some people choose to cry, you know, but there's no right or wrong. It's just who you are and how you approach things, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I say with the best of the grieving that, and I'm definitely in that lot, but, you know, I'm sure the concentration camp must have had some laughers, even though there was nothing to laugh at.
Well, you know, like I come from a native culture because I'm half Native Indian, and that's very much so the Native culture. Like, we can be in the middle of the worst crisis, and you're always going to see somebody stopping to tell a joke or to laugh, you know, et cetera, because it's just what we do. Did you ever see the movie Road to Perdition with Tom Hanks?
Oh, wait a minute. That sounds so familiar. I may have.
One of my favorite lines was from that movie because one of the Irish hitmen, you know, he always had this huge smile on his face regardless where he was or who he was with. And at one point, this little boy comes up and asks to him, "Why are you always smiling?" Right? And he bends down really close to the little boy and he says, "Because it's also effing hilarious."
No, it wasn't a movie I saw. I remember hearing about it, and unfortunately, these days I stay away from, you know, I have to live vicariously.
But anyway, we're burning up time here. So what's your question?
I know. Well, couple of questions. Now, I myself hid something of great value, and it's in one of my rooms. Do you see that someone took it, or is it still hidden? I just forgot what it was.
That's a very, very good question.
I can't find
it. This is a tiny object, too, isn't it?
Well, it's
I'm not feeling anything big.
Yeah.
I don't feel it around. I'm wondering if for some reason it's gotten outside of the house.
Oh no. Well, then I can kiss that one goodbye then. That's not good.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry about that. I can't help what I see, you know. But keep in mind.
Dear.
And, you know, you'll hear me say it a million times, only God is 100%. Even my regular clients know once in a while Richard's going to be wrong, as is everybody. It doesn't mean all the other times I was right, don't, you know, but I can be wrong. So, you know, take it with a grain of salt, but I can't help what I see. I really hope I'm wrong if that's bad news, right?
Yeah, that would be, but anyway. Yeah, so I'll just keep looking. You don't see me finding something in particular and jumping for joy?
Unfortunately, no, but I really, really hope I'm wrong because I'm getting a very strong feeling of sentimental value. And
it's more of the ka-ching value. Ka-ching! You know.
Okay, then you're going to notice that something else is missing that's got sentimental value as well. And I'm not quite sure what that is yet. It's probably something you haven't gone to grab for a long time or something you haven't looked for a while.
Okay.
But, either way, it's not there anymore.
Okay. Well, so the other question is I'm still working in my industry, and there's somebody that's interested, I know, in signing on the bottom line to conclude a contract deal with me. And do you see that happening within the next couple
of weeks?
Yes,
I do see that happening for you by the end of November. So probably in about 3 or 4 weeks, but, you know, I always give myself extra time for accuracy's sake.
Okay.
So that's going to happen for you, right?
Okay. I'm making a lot of plans, and I'm making an exit plan. And in that exit plan, I've done a lot of research on what I'm going to do, how I'm going to do it. And, excuse me, there's a big purchase I'm going to make. And it will be an investment. And do you see that? Well, backing up. So the house that I'm in, do you see that selling in a relatively short span of time? I haven't put it on the market yet.
I think it's going to sell for you within a month or two. For some reason, I see a lot of people looking at it.
Okay.
And I actually see you smiling when you sell it, so you've probably made some good money from it.
Great.
So, you know, hopefully that'll make up for what you lost.
Oh, I hope I haven't lost anything. Oh, I see what you're talking about when we first started talking about
the object. Yeah.
Well, okay. So, so the other thing at the end of November, that's a different thing from the house I was asking about. Okay, so...
Right.
This thing that I'm going
to invest in,
it's a huge investment, and it's putting me on a different, not really a different road, but I think it will, it's something I've always wanted to do, and it's, there are a couple of, two different things, it's big investments I'm going to make, two different big investments. For me, it's big. I mean, for others, it could be, you know, just whatever. But,
right.
So the one I want to buy, and the name of that company starts with a B, like in baby, and it takes them about 6 weeks to put it all together so that I would have it in my possession once I pay for it. Do
right.
you see that taking place?
2 minutes.
I believe so, yes.
Okay.
So, you know, everything seems positive except for this thing that you've lost, but for some reason I just don't see it around you.
Okay. Well, there was something, yeah, but you and I talked about there was something else that I'm focused on, and I'm going to look for that still. The other thing that I don't know about, you know, I don't know. These days I'm not feeling too sentimental, so it's almost like not a priority. But so there's someone else. There's an individual that I'm trying to separate away from. And
right.
is that going to be an easy go of it? I mean, it seems like things keep changing from 1 minute to the next.
1 minute.
I know what I'm going to do. I know I'm leaving. But is there going to be emotional histrionics from the other end?
I believe it will be because I don't feel like he's the kind of guy that, you know, people say no to as a general rule, right? So, you know, when they do, he can't handle it, you know? So it might be a little emotional. I feel like it's going to take him a little longer to let go. But, you know, hindsight is better than foresight, right? I mean, for what it's worth, I'd be upset if I lost you, too. So, I mean, you know, it's just something, it's a fact of life that has to happen. You know what I mean?
This is Oktoberfest month. Let's clink our steins. Mine will be filled with water and lemon.
Exactly, right? So
I love it. Oh, you made me feel better. This is the pep in my step that I needed.
if you're water and lemon, I'm salt and tequila, so that's good. But in any case, I hope that that helps. We've got less than a minute left, so we got to end it.
It does help, and thank you. I love your sense of humor. As I listen to you on the other calls, I'm like, oh my god. Even though we're all, most of us are in turmoil, it's like, he's so funny.
Never forget to laugh, you know. So have an absolutely awesome day.
Oh, you as well. Thank you, Ken. Thank you, Richard.
Thank you, Sarah.
Okay.
Nice. I almost agree with Richard on that one, because, you know, if you don't laugh, you'll cry. And, you know, emotions, that's all they are, emotions. Laughing is an emotion. Crying is an emotion. And everything else in between is just a feeling. So there you go. Right, we're going to take a break then, ladies and gents, because we've kind of run out of call, which is kind of strange. But if we don't get a call after this one, we'll probably end it. So let's just see.
But the fine, now beautiful song. With just one look, I was a bad man, 'cause that long cool woman had it all.
Bye.
Well, there you go. A band from England, the Hollies, and Long Cool Woman in the Blacklist. Otherwise known as Long Cool Woman. in the 1960s, the trend was for bands from the USA wanted to come here and get known, and the bands from here wanted to go there and get known. And it was kind of strange because that piece of music there is still alive in the US today. You know, it's very, very strange because, but you go where the money is. Why not? Wish I could. it's certainly not the Psychic Choice Radio at the moment. But okay. Making a living is getting harder for people, you know, it's really is now. It's working from home might have been an enjoyable option before the COVID thing, yeah. And people wanted to work from home and wanted to work for themselves. But is it such an enjoyable option now when they're actually forced into it? Yes and no. It's benefited a lot of people that didn't know they could do it and finding that they can. It's made their lives a little bit more bearable in some ways, because they might have always wanted to work for themselves but never knew how to do it before, and they're finding new avenues of intent now, and they're not just doing the job that they're paid for but finding other things to do alongside, and widening their avenues. It's going to increase a lot of things in that direction once this comes to an end, you know, and it will come to an end. It's nice to see that there's something on the way now, and there's some glimmer of hope there. And I know the boys at Oxford University here in the UK are working hard on getting a vaccine ready for as early as Easter of next year, and may even get approved before that. We heard that Mr. Trump there, had now got the virus himself, and we give our best intentions out to him and his family there, because you know nobody, no matter who they are, deserves to get this, you know. And okay, I'm not into politics, I'm not into Mr. Trump, I'm not even into our Prime Minister here at the moment, because I've never voted Conservative in my life. But it's just sad they've got a job to do and they're doing it, you know. And it's not easy. Nobody asked for this thing, whether it's man-made or whether it was caught by an animal. I still plumb for the man-made, but certainly not God-made. And if anybody's planned God for this one, rule it out straight away. Do not plan God for this one, because it's not. This is a man-made thing, more than definite. Almost 100% on that. And definitely not an animal. Something went wrong in a laboratory somewhere. And that's my That's my take on it, you know, because it seems totally out of sorts or almost impossible to assume that one person doing something would cause all this, you know. I know there's a lot of conspiracy theories going around at the moment. I don't wholeheartedly follow any of them, but I can't go along with the idea that somebody eating a bat has caused all this. You know, it's like going along with the UFO theory. They're either up there or they're not. And my feeling is that they are up there and there are people out there on other worlds. We just haven't met them yet. Or have we? Yeah, that could be a topic for another show. You know, some people would argue about that because have we met them? Are they here already? You know? And that could be a debate for another show. But we've got 17 minutes on the clock. We played that long piece of music there, which lasted 6 minutes and 54 seconds. And in the time that I've been talking, in the time that we've been playing that piece of music there, nobody had called. So I think what we're going to do is give a big, big thank you to Richard once again for joining us. If somebody will press the button now and dial in. And I dare them. Because if you did it, now we can fit you in. If you don't, then forget it. A big, big thank you to Richard again for joining us this evening. I think we're going to clear the airways and get out of here while the going's good. So thank you, Richard, once again. And we'll do it all again next week, ladies and gents. Thank you.